In view of the writ filed by 14 judges and magistrates implicated in Anas's expose, the five-member judicial council has suspended sitting until the hearing of the suit. The 14 judges and magistrates are challenging the procedure adopted by the Chief Justice in dealing with the issue. They have described the procedure as unlawful. The suit will be heard next Tuesday, the 22nd of this month, at the Fast Track High Court in Accra. We've now been joined on the line by our court correspondent, Beatrice Opon, to tell us more. Now, Beatrice, any reasons given for the suspension of the sitting?
Okay, hello.
Yeah, Beatrice.
Yes.
Yeah, any reasons given for the suspension of the sitting?
Okay, now, earlier, that was the information I gathered, that the sitting has been suspended. But then, the latest information is that the council has not suspended sitting, but rather adjourned to Friday. And this is because one of the members, Nene Amegache, is currently in Kumasi for the bar conference. There were indications that in view of the suit by the 14 circuit court judges and magistrates, the committee should have technically caused proceedings, but alleged that the committee has vowed to continue its sitting in spite of any suit against it. So as it is now, the proceedings continue, only that it has been adjourned to next Friday.
But the said judges and magistrates, were they informed on time since you just had the news? I'm sure some of them will come around not knowing it's been suspended.
I haven't spotted any one of them, but then I've seen their lawyers, speaking to their lawyers, and then they have expressed concern over the issue. They think as a judicial, as lawyers and judges as they are, they should know better. That when a suit is brought against you, you have to halt proceedings. But then they are saying they want to still go on with it, and then they are also saying that they will think of the next step to take.
But earlier you made mention of seeing Anas and the team around.
Yes, Anas was here, but then he left a moment ago, just a few minutes ago he left. He was in for more than 1 hour.
He was around with the team?
Yes, he was. He came with some people.
Right, and what was their demeanor?
Demeanor of Anas.
Yes, and the team.
Oh, Anas' face is covered, so we didn't see his face. We didn't know how he's feeling. But then he came, they were camera people. They had cameras. They were holding cameras. So we don't know where they are with him or... But then we spoke to one white man who came with them, and he was telling us he was from Al Jazeera. And then the cameramen who were with Anas were his team. But then we are not so sure of that.
Right. Thank you very much. Beatrice Opon is our correspondent at the court.
To air or not to air the expose of bribery scandal in the judiciary by investigative journalist Anas Arimeyao Anas is still making the news. Divided opinions by legal brains, politicians and social commentators as to whether it is ethical to air the video have been the subject of debate since the issue came into public domain. A legal practitioner and former chief of staff, Nana Tudadzi, said Anas reserves the right to air the video or not. He pointed out that confidence in the judiciary is an essential ingredient in every functional democracy. He has therefore called for a larger view of the issue before taking any decision. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
We will be bringing you that bit later. Now, a private legal practitioner, Abraham Amaleba, says the suspension of the meeting to hear Anas Ayomiyao Anas is the right way to go to enable the court to assess the merit of the alleged bribery scandal. Now, speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Amaleba agreed that Justice Derry and other colleagues are only buying time by going to court, but he believes that will not in any way exonerate them. He spoke to George Ankra.
As you are aware, there are two suits in court. One suit filed by 14 judges, that's the lower court judges, and another suit by a high court judge called Justice Derry. Now, it is clear that if a matter is before the court, you don't do anything that would undermine the jurisdiction of the court. In other words, because the matter is in court, the parties are not supposed to engage in acts that would undermine the judgment if it is eventually given. So in my view, it is appropriate that the meeting did not come off, the meeting with Anas appearing before the committee did not come off, because the plaintiffs are complaining about their privacy and they are asking for an injunction against the screening of the contents of the video. Now, the public would also not understand this. The public would see this as trying to delay the process, trying to ensure that those who have been mentioned in the tape are left scot-free. They will say that it is a machination on the part of the judiciary to get some of their own left off the hook. But I think that as a lawyer, what we should do is to expeditiously deal with those cases, determine them, and then the committee can start its work. But as it is now, once the matter is in court, I'm afraid nothing can be done in respect of those issues until the matter is determined by the court.
An elderly statesman was also saying that the matter should be reported to the police, who should start initial investigation.
I am of the view that if we are bogged down by technicalities in court, if we are bogged down by procedural matters in court, the simplest way is to hand over the judges to police for the investigation to take place, because what they did or what they have done allegedly borders on criminality. And so once it is a criminal offense, an alleged crime has been committed, it is as simple as that. Just hand them over to the police so that all these issues about court injunction and all those things will not arise. The police has power to investigate all criminal acts, and what they have done, the bribery, is a criminal offense.
So Mr. Malema, are you saying that the way the situation is going, had it been an ordinary person, what would have happened? Now that they have sent the case to court, what would be the outcome?
If you take the lower court judges, who are 14 in number, what they are seeking to do is to say that the committee that was put in place by the Chief Justice is unlawful, and so the court should declare it as unlawful, and that the committee cannot determine the matter because the committee is not qualified to do so. And then they are also saying that the tip that Anas has, in effect, was not obtained through their consent. If you take Justice Derry says that his privacy was evaded, and so the contents of the tip should not be relied on by the Chief Justice to determine whether it is a prima facie case. I'm saying that all these matters must be determined by the court before the next step is taken. But isn't this going to delay the process? Isn't this going to create an impression in the minds of the Ghanaians that there is an attempt to cover up? In my view, the easiest way to come out of this is to hand over the cases to the police for investigation and subsequent criminal action taken against them.
You already alluded to a time that will be wasted. Is this not a way of just buying time?
It is. And then I also say that I am actually appalled at the behavior of the judges. I think that rather than forestalling the process, and this is not a matter that will be swept under the carpet, even if it is 50 years, I think that they should seize every opportunity to clear their name rather than engaging in technicalities. In any case, suppose they win the case, they will not be allowed to go scot-free. The proper thing will be done and they will be asked to come back and meet the committee. And so it's just a way of delaying time. It's just a way of buying time. But this will not exonerate the judges.
He said it is not proper to stop Anas from showing the video because Ghanaians have the right to know what it contains. Mr. Maliba also revealed that the video is with Al Jazeera, which can show it at any time.
I do not think that this will bring closure to the case. I think that the earlier they avail themselves to the processes and then try to defend themselves so as to tell the people of Ghana that they are innocent, the better for them than doing what they are doing. This will not exonerate them at all.
If you want to give us further education, in cases of this nature, is it right for those implicated to be suspended, dismissed, or what?
Yes, administratively, if matters of this nature, and it's not only in the judiciary, if an officer, a public officer, has misconducted himself, as we have seen in this case, administratively, you ask that person to step aside. It's done all over the world. That's the best practice. So the Chief Justice was right. When the Chief Justice asked them, I suspended them so that they could then prepare themselves and face the committee. And so with the suspension, for me, that is the right thing to do. And it is in order that that is done under the labor laws and under the laws of Ghana. That is an acceptable practice. I think that the issue of the tip and trying to act enough not to publicly show the tip, I am of the view that even if the court in Ghana are able to restrain Anas from showing the video, I can tell you that this video would be viewed from Ghana through international media. I am aware that Al Jazeera already has a video, and Al Jazeera can show it from wherever they are, their base, and Guardians will watch it. So I think that they should allow the people of Ghana to watch the tape, because under the constitution, justice emanates from the people. And so the people own the justice. The people of Ghana have a right to know, and the right to know includes the right to view the tape. I do not think that it is proper to stop Ghanaians from viewing the tape, because Ghanaians are those who pay the judges. Judges are paid from the taxpayer, and the taxpayers are Ghanaians.